Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is David, this is episode 3626, and today's date is April 24th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Treason Doesn't Pay Well, No Sleep in D.C., Courts Are Being Prepared for Trials. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see that they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Why? Because Trump is continually letting out what the plan actually is. And the plan is to remove the income tax from the people, and he has confirmed that that's exactly what they're going to do. The entire mission is to take the Internal Revenue Service, where we're taking the wealth from the people, and shifting it over to the External Revenue Service, where we take the wealth from other countries. And the people no longer have to pay out of their pocket to fund the government. And this is going to have the Federal Reserve, the deep state players, in a deep, deep panic. Because remember, their entire system runs off of the Federal Reserve. And I do believe in the end, by getting rid of the internal revenue, the goal is to get rid of the Federal Reserve, because if you don't get rid of the Federal Reserve, nothing will change. Everything will go back to the way it was. And I do believe Trump is resetting everything back before 1913, going back to the Constitution, going back to gold, going back to sound money. Because once we do that, we're going to see an economy grow like we've never seen before. But the deep state players, they're still pushing ahead with their agenda. And I don't believe they'll ever stop until the very, very end. And we know that part of their agenda is to bring the entire world, except for China, into the green new scam where people are going to be using wind power. They're going to be using solar power. They're going to be using electrical vehicles. They're going to get rid of fossil fuels. And we know that this has nothing to do with the elites because they will be using fossil fuels. They will be using gas-powered engines. They will be doing everything that we, the people, won't be doing. And I think people, I think this is becoming very, very clear because when you look at Klaus Schwab, you could see that he was stealing from the World Economic Forum. He was using the wealth. And every time they go to their meetings to talk about how we, the people, have to give up everything, they have the best meals, the best steaks. They use automobiles. They use their private jets. They use nothing that's electric, which is mind-boggling. Or maybe it isn't because we know this is exactly what they have planned, where they're going to have everything and we're going to have nothing. But we could see already that this whole entire plan is not working. And the funding of this operation is now coming to an end. But it doesn't mean they're going to give up. It means they're going to push forward and they're going to try to bring us to this place where we the people don't want to go. And I remember going back a little bit in time when Bill Gates was talking about blocking the sun because of global warming. And it looks like out in the UK, they're going to try to dim the sunlight to fight global warming. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Actually, you're going to see all vegetation and everything completely start to wither away. And once again, think about why they would want to do this in certain areas. Do they want to reduce population? Do they want people control? Because they're not going to do it in every single area. They'll do it in certain areas, and the places where the elites are, they will have full sunshine. What they want to do is they want to make the people sick in those areas. They want to make sure there's no food for those people, and they want these people just to be slaves in the end. And you can see that's exactly where all of this is headed. But again, what people are seeing now is that everything that they've told us is one gigantic lie. And it looks like the Great Barrier Reef, it looks like that, oh no, it's not dying, it's not disappearing. Actually, what's happening is we're seeing new growth and we're starting to see the Great Barrier Reef expand. Reuters put this out and said, more than four-fifths of the world's coral reefs areas have been affected by devastating mass bleaching spurred by record high ocean temperatures, turning many once colorful reefs a ghostly pale hue. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, scientific authorities said the same about Australia's Great Barrier Reef a decade ago. Then the bleaching subsided, new growth emerged, and the authorities went silent. The same thing is happening right now. But of course, what do? They use this to scare the people. And think about it. Just go back in time. Think about all the things they've told us. They told us the world was coming to an end in 10 years. That was 10 years ago. And then 10 years before that, they told us the world was coming to an end. 10 years before that, they told us the world's coming to an end, and it never, ever happened. And what's very interesting is John Stossel, he put this out on X, and he said the following. My new climate video airs on Earth Day as the media pushes panic. Recall their record. 1988 experts say seas will cover the Maldives by 2018. 2004, The Guardian says a secret report has European cities underwater by 2020. Didn't happen. And this is not all they said. They said the North Pole will be completely melted. We won't see snow anymore. It'll be the thing of the past. And every prediction that they have made has turned out to be a gigantic lie. And I do believe this is what the people now have seen. This is why the people aren't on board with this anymore. And this is why when you look at the poll numbers of who really believes in climate change, those poll numbers are declining rapidly because people are starting to realize that they've been lied to for a very, very long time, and they're not going to be able to get this off the ground. You'll see certain European countries try, but again, once they see the U.S. using coal, using nuclear, using fossil fuels, and once they realize that this energy is allowing the U.S. to manufacture, and they see the U.S. growing, and they see their country declining, just like when you look here in this country, when you look at California, when you look at New York, when you look at many of the different states, you could see that their agenda to push the Green New Scam is actually destroying the states. And this is why Trump is now pushing to get all manufacturing back to this country. And I don't think it's going to be that difficult, because think about it, when these countries are moving towards the Green New Scam, they're not going to have any energy to produce. And it's going to be very, very easy to get manufacturers to come back from those countries. The biggest country is going to be China. But I do believe in the end, with Trump pushing the tariffs and showing the different countries and the corporations, manufacturers, that he's serious, you're going to see a lot of corporations come back to the U.S. Just like they were forced out of here back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Trump is just reversing everything the central bank, the deep state players have done. And to get companies back in this country, all he has to do is remove the regulations, remove the red tape, and actually give them tax benefits like we've never seen before. And one of the countries that we need to bring back the manufacturing from is Canada, because now it was shifted to Canada and the cars are manufactured or assembled there and they're brought into this country. Do we really need Canada to do this, or did Canada need us to subsidize their entire economic system? Well, that's exactly what it is. We're just subsidizing Canada. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that we don't need Canada. Rapid Response 47 put this out and said, "We don't really want Canada to make cars for us," Trump said. "To put it bluntly, we want to make our own cars, and we are now equipped to do that. I'm running this country. I'm not running Canada." And the people of Canada are going to see that once the manufacturers move out of their state, they really can't function whatsoever. Actually, if they remove tariffs right now, the entire country would not be able to function. And I think this is what people there are going to see very, very clearly. And I wouldn't be surprised if they start to say, well, maybe we should become the 51st state of the U.S. because we'll get our freedom back, we'll get our weapons back, and we'll have rights. And look how great the U.S. is doing. Their economic system is fantastic. But again, let's see how this all plays out. But it looks like there's a lot of fake news going around about Trump's tariffs and everything else that he's doing. They keep saying that, oh, he's going to relieve the tariffs. Oh, he's going to get rid of certain tariffs, maybe on auto parts, maybe on automobiles. But right now, Trump is saying that he is not considering changing any type of changes to the automobile and auto part tariffs. And it looks like they keep the fake news continually tries to put out fake information, and Trump continually has to correct them in all of this. And it looks like this was coming from the Financial Times, because they reported that Trump will be exempting car makers from the U.S. tariffs, and that turns out to be not true whatsoever. Trump has corrected them. And we're starting to see a lot of these type of stories come out. But Trump, he is being sued by many, many different states in regards to tariffs. One of them is California, Montana, and they're continually pushing against Trump. And Trump, he is calling to transfer the legal cases filed against his tariffs to the U.S. Court of International Trade. This is a strategy that he used back in 2018 when he was being sued by different states because of the steel tariffs that he was implementing. And actually, as he moved it to the Court of International Trade, he was able to win the case there. So it looks like he's trying to use the same exact strategy and trying to stop all these states from suing him, which I do believe he will be successful. And we could see that moving forward, the deep state players, the central bankers, yeah, they're going to try to stop them. I mean, again, we've mentioned this and we talked about this before. Moving from a private Western central bank system into a people system was not going to be an easy task. It wasn't like throwing a light switch and saying, okay, we're out of the central bank system and now we're in a people system. Because you have to remember, the central bank has been in this country three times. The first time, the charter ran out and Congress realized, well, that was a big mistake. We're not renewing that. The second time, Andrew Jackson campaigned on getting rid of the central bank and they tried to assassinate him. And here we are with the third one, and Trump is going after the deep state, going after the central bank, and they try to assassinate him. And think about all those people that went up against the central bank, like Abraham Lincoln when he issued the greenback, they assassinated him. JFK, when he issued the silver certificate, they assassinated him. So once again, do you think the central bank, the deep state players, want to lose control? Absolutely not. And they will fight with everything that they have to try to stop Trump at every step of the way. But again, since Trump has the people on his side, this is going to be very, very difficult. And you can see that Gavin Newsom, as he pushes the central bank and the deep state policies, you could see that he is destroying his state. And now he has no money because he used them on illegals. He went along with the Green New scam. And now oil refineries are saying, you know something, if you're going down this path, there's no reason to stay in this state. And now Newsom is panicking. Steve Guest put this out and he says, ha ha ha. Newsom asked regulators to keep oil refineries in business. Reality has hit Gavin Newsom in the face. Turns out society needs critical products like oil and gas to function. Will Gavin Newsom get a dose of common sense and stop working with radical left groups that engage in lawfare designed to bankrupt the energy industry? Most likely not. But what he's realizing is that as he moves towards this green policy, California will not be able to function. The money that's coming into California will not be there. And right now, he needs money because he followed the Green New scam. He followed the policies of illegal immigration. He followed the policies of giving everything to the illegals. And now they don't have the funds they need. And businesses are moving out of there. Oil refineries want to move out of there. It's a complete and utter disaster for California. And this is what they want to do to the entire country. And this is why Trump is pushing so hard to stop them. And you could see that everything that they tried to do, where they tried to set everything up to try to crash the entire economic system on Trump, Trump now is countering, and I do believe he's weaving in and out of the central bank system. He knows how to control the markets. He knows what news to put out there. And again, this has nothing to do with fundamentals, because we know that the market right now is not driven by fundamentals. The interest rates are not driven by an open market. It's all controlled by the deep state, the central bankers. Trump knows this. This is why he has the ability to weave in and out. And he knows what causes inflation. Actually, Elon and Trump have said it many, many times before. It has nothing to do with price gouging and everything else they're talking about. Actually, that's noise. What it has to do with is the creation of currency and the spending of that currency and putting it into the country and diluting the currency. That is what causes the devaluation of the currency, which we call inflation. And Trump, to remove that temporarily, what is he doing? He's reducing the energy cost, because as you bring that down, what happens? Everything becomes cheaper. Becomes cheaper to transport, it becomes cheaper to package, it becomes cheaper to maintain in the stores, like the frozen goods because of electricity and things like that. So he knows different methods to bring down inflation and put money back into the people's pocket. Is he fixing the value of the currency? No. Basically, he's using what the deep state has used all along to convince people that they have inflation under control, bring down the energy prices, puts more money into the people's pocket. People say, oh, you know what? I have more of these pieces of paper. Now I can pay for the goods. Is the value of the currency change? No, it is not. So he knows how to manipulate and move in and out of the central bank system and use it against them. And what we're seeing right now is that gas, grocery, those prices are coming down. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, gas and grocery prices are way down. Just like I said, they would be. Eggs are plentiful and down 87%. Nice. And remember, they drove the egg prices up by trying to use the idea that the bird flu is here and we have to kill the chickens, which means if you have a shortage of eggs, the prices are going to go up and people are going to be afraid and it'll be very, very difficult to get the eggs. So Trump, he put a stop to culling the chickens. Now the chickens can lay the eggs. Now you can ramp up egg production, which means the prices of eggs are going to come down. And this is exactly what he's done. And we could see with the gas prices, We now have 21 states. They have an average gas price under $3. And a lot of the states, like Mississippi, is around $2.68, Texas around $2.73, Oklahoma $2.75, Georgia $2.85, Wisconsin $2.86. So these gas prices are now dropping. And I do believe by the end of the summer, start of the fall, around that time period, we'll probably see a couple of states that have the gas price under $2. And I do believe in the end, we're probably going to see gas prices under a dollar. Because think about it, if Trump is now drilling like crazy and removing the regulations, and we have Chevron now discovering new different deposits of oil and gas, and we know we have tons of liquid gold right under our feet, once this ramps up, we're going to see energy prices drop like we've never seen before, which means we are going to become competitive with OPEC, which means OPEC is then going to drop their oil prices. And this is how you get oil prices way, way down. And once they're way, way down, what's going to happen? Those manufacturers that are manufacturing in other countries, they're going to look at the U.S. and say, okay, energy is very, very cheap in the U.S. There's hardly any regulations. And Trump is getting rid of the income tax for the people, which means the people want to go to work because they keep everything that they have. And once Trump returns the buying power back to the people, which he's already doing, and eventually he'll make the huge switch once everything is set up and everything's ready to go and we are now independent of the private with central bank, we're going to see people feel incredible. They're going to experience an economy like they've never seen before, and all this money is going to go back into the economy. And the economy is going to grow like we've never seen before. But we could see the deep state players, they're still trying to catch Trump and they're trying to give him gotcha questions to say, hey, look, he's not going to be doing what we've been done, what has been done in the past. And think about what's done, what has been done in the past. They always say it's the wealthy. We got to go after the wealthy. We got to tax the wealthy. We got to do this to the wealthy. Well, you know what that does? The wealthy normally own the businesses. If you keep trying to strangle the wealthy and you continually add more and more taxes, more and more regulations, make it more and more difficult for the wealthy to run their businesses, they're not going to hire new people, which means the businesses aren't going to do what they're supposed to do. Actually, this is what they want. And they use this narrative to convince you that the wealthy people are evil. You know who's evil? Those people that are money laundering and becoming wealthy. Those people that build businesses, those people that are capitalists, they employ a lot of people. A lot of people depend on them for their income, for their health insurance. And they tried to catch Trump in another gotcha question. And Trump, this time around, he knows how to handle them, and he handles them incredibly well. George put this out and said, Trump just shut down the idea of raising taxes on millionaires. He said, I think it would be very disruptive because a lot of the millionaires would leave the country. You'll lose a lot of the money if you do that. Other countries that have done it have lost a lot of people. They lose their wealthy people. That would be bad because the wealthy people pay the tax. This is what I mean when I say Trump's instincts are his best quality. Politically speaking, it would be very convenient to pay for his broad tax cuts by increasing taxes on the wealthy, but he knows the wealthy would just leave and go to places like Dubai. This is precisely what's happening to Europe. Congress shouldn't raise anyone's taxes. They should cut the welfare state. That's absolutely true. And Trump, he let us know the direction that we're heading in. We're heading in the direction of removing the income tax from the people and giving it back to the people. And think about it. Remove the taxes, remove the regulations from the rich, which is going to allow them to expand their businesses, allow people to work and keep all their money. This is how you create an economy that's going to flourish like we've never seen before. And Trump, he has confirmed that this is the direction. Take a listen to what he said.
Hi, Mr. President, on China.
Yeah, we are going to have a fair deal with China. It's going to be fair.
Are you talking to them actively now?
Actively. Everything's active. Everybody wants to be a part of what we're doing. They know that they can't get away with it any longer, but they're still going to do fine. And we're going to have a country that you can be proud of, not a laughing stock all over the world for many years, you know. And 1913, they traded to the income tax system. We used to be all tariff, and we had no income tax, and we had the wealthiest country we ever had proportionately from about 1870 to 1913. It was all tariffs, and we did. We had more money than anybody. They had committees how to spend the money. They had so much money they didn't know how to spend. Then some brilliant person said, let's go income tax. Let's let the people pay. Now, we're going to be able to substantially lower taxes when this is finished.
So, Mr. President, how does it look in the meantime?
It looks good. Yeah, no, it looks good. It looks good. We were losing anywhere from $3 to $5 billion a day. Think of it. We're losing billions of dollars a day under Biden and other presidents, frankly. But under Biden, it got really worse. China got out of control. We're losing $1 trillion a year. Trillion, not a billion, not a million, a trillion. And now we're going to be making money with everyone, and everyone's going to be happy. But we're no longer going to be the country that's ripped off by every country in the world. Thank you very much.
So once all is said and done, and he has the foundation built, in the end, what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of the income tax. And once we get rid of the income tax and we're completely and utterly independent, what don't we need? We don't need the IRS. What else don't we need? In the end, we will no longer lean to Federal Reserve. Remember, Trump right now is setting the stage to remove the Federal Reserve. He's doing the opposite of what the Federal Reserve did in the very, very beginning. They came into existence and they said to everyone, well, to pay for the government, to pay for everything, to pay for the interest on the money that we're borrowing now, we're just going to tax the wealthy. Now, of course, they didn't come out and say that. They're just going to say to fund the government, we're going to tax the wealthy. And they use this same narrative since 1913. And the people went, that is incredible. And eventually what happened was they taxed the upper middle class, the lower middle class, and then the poor. Trump now is doing it in reverse. He's saying, I'm going to give you back your money. Here, everyone that's making $150,000 or less, here's your money back. Are you happy? And what do you think is going to happen to 80, 85% of the country? They're going to be absolutely happy. Who's not going to be happy? The central bank, the deep state players. Because once you get the 80 to 85% on your side, and you have the midterms, and then you have the presidential elections, what person is going to say, God, I really wish I'd pay that $20,000 tax. I really wish I paid the $30,000 tax. I really wish to pay the $50,000 tax. Nobody's going to say this. Everyone's going to go, you know something? I want to keep all my money. My life is so much better. Why would I want to go back to that? And that's exactly what we're going to see. And at this point, we could see that this is the direction we're heading in. Trump is building it very, very slowly. Actually, he's building it very quickly, if you really think about it. Because remember, the central bank, think of how long it took them to actually implement all the taxes, take us off the gold standard, and bring us to full fiat. Trump is going to complete all of this in a very, very short period of time. It's not going to take 30, 40, 50 years. He's going to do this in 4 to 8 years. And we're going to see it happen in our lifetime. And people are going to feel absolutely incredible. And in the end, the central bank will cease to exist. And the deep state, because this is where they get their funding, will also cease to exist. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now panicking, and there are certain Dems that are now not going to run for election. And the question is, why at this point in time did they decide to not run for re-election? Now, there are going to be certain people that are going to stick with it to the very, very end, but other people are going to drop out because they realize and they see the writing on the wall that they are no longer in control. And sooner or later, the deep state, they're going to go down. And you have to remember, there are different levels of the deep state players. You have the foot soldiers that are out on the streets, the illegals, Antifa. They're doing the dirty work for the deep state players. Then you have the next level up where you have the politicians and counties, states, attorney generals, prosecutors. Then moving up from there, they have the people in the mayoral position. They have the governors in their position. And moving up to D.C., they have those people in Congress. They also have the federal judges. And then they have the bureaucrats within the different agencies. And above that, you have the people that they install as the president. And then above that, you have the unelected people. So they have many, many different levels of the deep state players. But you can see that they're all panicking right now because they realize that Trump, the Patriots, they are now exposing their entire operation and exposing their criminal syndicate. And this is actually what they're fighting against. Because remember, if they don't have the ability to install the people that they want in all these different positions, well, then they can't appoint people and they can't control what is going on, because they can't appoint people into the different agencies. Then they can't hire the people in those agencies. They can't appoint the federal judges. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. So they realize that they need a way to make sure that they're able to cheat in the midterm and moving forward. And this is why they're trying so hard to keep all these illegals in this country. And actually, Stephen Miller and Tom Homan actually confirm all of this, that this is what they're trying to do. And what's very interesting about all of this is that as they're trying to do all of this, Trump and the Patriots, they're exposing the entire deep state criminal syndicate and at the same time preparing the courts for trials. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, how could that be? How could they be preparing the courts right now? Because what they're doing is they're exposing certain federal judges, exposing certain prosecutors, attorney generals, And what people are now seeing is that these individuals are fighting to keep the criminals, those people that are here illegally, in this country. So once you have these people exposed, it makes it a lot easier in removing them in the end. And actually, in the end, the people are going to want them removed. And if they're removed and you replace them with judges that are going to follow the rule of law, well, can you then have trials in those courts? Yes, you have prepared the court system. Now, a lot of people say, well, why can't we just have the trials in, you know, in the military? Why can't we just have tribunals? You have trials in the military when the civil courts aren't functioning. And most of these people who are treasonous to this country, they are civilians. The courts are functioning. Maybe not the way we want them to function, but I do believe what Trump wants to do, he wants to make sure that these courts are run by judges that follow the rule of law, and that these courts then can actually have the trials. Because when you're treasonous to this country and you're a civilian, the trials are held not in military courts, but in civilian courts. Now, if all else fails, yes, we can then go to tribunals, because basically all of these individuals, and I'm talking about the judges and the prosecutors, we don't have a functioning civilian court. But at this point in time, I do believe Trump, he wants to follow the rule of law. He wants to do things by the book. And if you go back in time, this is exactly what he wants to do every step of the way. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to do this, because sometimes you got to show the people the truth and you got to make them see what's really going on in this country. Because a lot of times you can't see what's going on, because the deep state, the central bankers, they've been hiding this from you, and the fake news, they've been spinning the stories. So you really don't understand that there are problems like this. Everything's done behind the scenes. So what he's done here is he's moved all of this out of the shadows and into the light, so you can actually see how our system is a two-tier justice system, how the system only works for the criminal syndicate. It doesn't work for we the people. You saw this during January 6th. You're seeing this now with illegals compared to everyday citizens. So every step of the way, he's showing you this. And in the end, I do believe he's prepping the courts for trials. Now, once again, do we need a lot of people in place? Do we need to clean out the agencies? Yes, we discussed this many, many times before. If we're going to do this correctly and do it right, we must do it according to the rule of law. And we need to make sure that no one will interrupt the process and try to push a mistrial, try to push in fake information. This is why Trump is taking the time to clean out the house. A clean house is very, very important. A little bit later in this report, we'll be talking about the difference between military tribunals and those civil trials for those people that are treasonous to this country. And I do believe this is why Trump is taking this approach in actually showing the people who the deep state really is, how they work their criminal syndicate, and how the judges, the prosecutors, the attorney generals, those people in D.C., how they're all on the take. And I think this is what he's showing everyone right now, because when all is said and done, the people are going to say, okay, you know something? We need to clean this out. And these individuals, they're not judges that are following the rule of law. These are corrupt judges that are controlled. And this is what people are going to see. But every step of the way, you could see all the deep state players, they're coming out of the woodwork, out of the shadows, and showing you who they truly are, just like they did during COVID. That woke a lot of people up. As the borders were open and the illegals were coming in, going into the different blue states and sanctuary cities, that woke a lot of people up. And now this is waking up more and more people. More and more people are moving to the side of Trump. And you can see those governors in certain blue states, well, they're showing you exactly who they are. I mean, a lot of people knew who they were, but now the D's are seeing who these people truly are. Ian Jaeger put this out and said, Governor J.B. Pritzker announces that the state of Illinois will take punitive action against El Salvador for facilitating the deportation of MS-13 gang members. The Democratic Party is utterly embarrassing. So what do you think the people of Illinois is going to do? Like, wait a minute. You're going to go after El Salvador, who has no crime now, who's put criminals in prison. You're going to go after them because You don't like that criminals are being sent to that prison from this country? Does it make any sense? It absolutely does not. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Judge Paula Zinas postponed discovery in the Garcia case for 1 week in response to the Trump administration's request for a delay. And the judge did not give a reason for her decision to postpone the discovery. So that is very, very interesting. But this is what the judge wrote. The court has reviewed defendants' motion to stay and plaintiff's response with the agreement of parties. The court hereby orders that discovery shall be stayed until April 30th at 5 p.m. So let's see how that plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that all these different illegals that are coming into this country, the gangs, the terrorists, human traffickers, child traffickers, terrorists, you name it, they were brought here for one reason. And I do believe they were here to be activated at a later date. And it looks like this looks like it's pretty much confirmed. Karma Patriot put this out and said, Fox News Digital has learned that the FBI assesses that some Venezuela government officials are likely using Trende Argua members as proxy for Maduro regime in an effort to destabilize Chile, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, and the United States. The FBI assesses that in the next 6 to 18 months, Venezuela government officials likely will attempt to leverage Trende Argua members in the United States as proxy actors to threaten, abduct, kill, and members of the Venezuela diaspora in the United States who are vocal critics of Maduro and his regime. Something extremely important was clarified in this unclassified portion of the FBI's classified intelligence assessment of the Venezuela government's relationship with TDA, and it will mean that that Trump can go full steam ahead with deportations no matter what any judge says. This intelligence assessment states, Venezuelan TDA members, they are proxies for Maduro regime to destabilize the United States. This intel gives Trump the legal authority to formally recognize the cartels as de facto government terrorist organizations. The Aliens Enemy Act empowers the president to detain, deport non-citizens in times of presidentially proclaimed invasion by foreign nation or government, and could even recognize cartels as a de facto government. So once again, Trump, the Patriots, they are pushing the deep state players down this path, and they keep leading them down this path, making them support the criminals, making them support the gangs, making them support everything that shouldn't be supported. They're defending the indefensible. And this is being done on purpose. And when the time is right, they come out with the other information. They've always had this information. They knew about this information. But again, you release it when it is needed after the D's, the fake news, the judges bury themselves. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Remember, this is in preparation for what is coming. Trump is now setting the stage to actually usher in justice. Sometimes he can't see it. I mean, think about it. Go back to the time when they wanted his taxes. He could have just handed them over. There was nothing wrong with his taxes. Why did he make them fight all the way to the Supreme Court? Why did he make the Supreme Court make the ruling? Because this will be used later on. Now we're at the point where there's money laundering. Now we know that people are getting kickbacks. Trump has mentioned this many, many times. Why haven't they gone out and arrested the people? Because that's not what this is about. This is about bringing down the entire system at the same time, using everything that Trump has set up for the biggest sting operation that we have ever seen. And at the right moment, at the right time, this is what you're going to see. And remember, at this point in time, when we look at the illegals, we can see that Cash and Team and Bondi, they're arresting as many of these gangs as they possibly can. Because again, when activated, they're going to wreak havoc on the United States. And again, when you step back and you take the 40,000-foot view, what is Trump and the Patriots trying to do? They're trying to make sure that the people of this country are safe when the time comes to bring all these people to justice. Cash, he put this out and said, along with Pam Bondi tonight, I can confirm Jose Flores, an allegedly high-ranking member of the TDA, was arrested by the FBI in March, had his indictment unsealed today. the Justice Department is officially charging him with support of a terrorist organization as well as drug trafficking. With Attorney General Pondy's leadership, these charges are a major step in breaking the operation of a violent terrorist gangs and rooting them out of American communities. The FBI is letting good cops be cops. This is the result. Then we had Dan Bongino. He responded to this and said, a significant development. We are crushing violent gang operations in America. And this is very, very important because moving forward, when we go after the treasonous people, we can't have any of these people activated. And this actually proves that they're put into place for a particular reason. And we could see how Trump now is getting the people on his side. I mean, Rasmussen did a poll, and this is for Democrats only. And the Democrats are now siding with Trump's policies. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how important is it that illegal immigrants who commit crimes in America should be deported? Democrats only. Very important. It's up to 43% now. Somewhat important, 26%. So you're looking at 69% of people that say it's important to do. When you look at this overall, 56% of likely voters say it's very important to deport migrant criminals, while just 5% say it's not at all important. And really think about this right now. All the D's that are on the side of the criminals, like Senator Chris Van Hollen, you think the people are with him right now? You think his party is with him? Absolutely not. And this is what this is all about. Remember, we were able to override their cheating system by showing the people how the deep state players are destroying the country. The people saw this. The people woke up, and it's not just the Republicans. It was a lot of independents and D's who switched parties, which made, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. The system too big to rig. Now Trump is using this to actually prep the courts, prep the United States to actually allow the justice system, the FBI, the military to do what needs to be done to bring these people to justice. That's what this is all about. And we can see that this is the direction that we're heading in. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: the Democrats are fighting like hell to keep murderers and all other type of criminals solidly in the United States of America. They've gone crazy and are only getting worse. If you step back and you take a look at what he's doing and what he's preparing, you can see exactly how this is all playing out. Just like during the 4 years of the resident, people were freaking out. People were saying, oh my God, look at all these people come. We're never going to be able to get rid of them. This is all part of the plan. And think about it. When they switch candidates from Biden to Kamala, they try to convince everyone that she was in the lead in the polls. How did that turn out? Once again, you could see the fake news. They can just do so much. But if you look through all of it, you could see the truth. And when you step back and you take a look and you see the entire plan is, number one, to take back the country and to keep it. And to keep it, we must destroy the entire system. First, you got to expose it. You got to get people to see it. And then you have to destroy it. And that's exactly what Trump is doing right now. And you have to go to the source of how the deep state can actually fund everything, because that's the most important thing. Without the money, the deep state doesn't really exist, does it? Because, again, they need to be paid. They need to pay the rioters. They have to pay those people off. They have to pay them off in Congress. They have to pay them and keep them doing what they do. If you stop all funding, you think the people are going to do this? Absolutely not. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, tea leaves. An activist judge is a contradiction in terms, as anyone who swears a U.S. judicial oath knows. The January 6th political prisoners were abandoned, so activists who shed neutrality and case law can now be abandoned, including Supreme Court rulings. Just watch. And that's absolutely true. Clear the Way put the sentence that too much power has been conceded by the executive and legislative branches to the judiciary. The judiciary is now operating as a mini unelected legislature. The judiciary has the constitutional authority to interpret law, but no authority to compel obedience. Absolutely. And Mike Davis kind of uses an example of what Clear the Way just said. Dear Commanding General John Roberts, when does the President of the United States have your permission to resume his military operation to deport the most dangerous terrorists in the Western Hemisphere? Or do you want the President to ship them to the Chevy Chase Country Club? That's very funny. And you could see that that explains the whole thing. Oh, excuse me, judges. Are we allowed to do these things now? Hey, can we remove the rapists now? Can we remove all these people that came in illegal? I mean, think about how ridiculous this sounds. But this is what Trump and the Patriots needed to show the people. And, of course, Mike Davis uses a joke with all this. Maybe it's not a joke. Maybe he's really saying, let's ship it over there. So this way they could say, here's your gang members. Let them be in your country club. But again, it's showing the people, look how this is playing out right now. Are the judges allowed to tell the president on how to run the executive branch? No, this is why the founding fathers made the branches equal. They don't have the right to tell the president and what to do and how to run the country, especially when the president was elected by the people and he got the popular vote where he has the mandate. And one of the issues was deporting all of these people. Remember, these judges, they're unelected. And they're now ruining the judiciary. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots needed the people to see this, because if you're going to prep the courts for trials, you got to get rid of the deep state actors. And that's exactly what is happening. And you can see at this point that the deep state players, they're still trying to continue with the pressure on Doge, continue the pressure on Elon Musk. And it looks like a Tesla dealership in Manhattan, it was vandalized. They sprayed the windows by spraying paint on them. And these people, they were arrested. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he set everything up. He established Doge. It was already there. They renamed it. And he taught the people with the autists on how to actually look for waste, how to search for waste, and actually how to see the code in their system. So this way you understand their system and how they were money laundering all the money. And now Elon is stepping back from this position because he set everything up. Doesn't mean he's going to just disappear and he's going to go off, but he has businesses to run. I do believe he will be working once again with these people when Trump calls upon him. And now the department heads of the DOJ, of the FBI, of DNI, of DHS, of the CIA, and many, many more, they now have the ability, because Doge is put into place in all these departments, to actually cut within their department. And Pam Bondi put this out on X and said, the Department of Justice has started cutting millions of dollars in wasteful grants. Some of the greatest hits include $2 million for national listening sessions of individuals, $695,000 for parallel convergent mixed methods case study research designed to assess the efficacy of police departments, LGBTQ liaison services, $250,000 for working with incarcerated transgender individuals, providing gender-affirming care to include housing and gender-appropriate facilities. And again, a lot of this money was being laundered through these departments to different areas and used for their agenda. But what's very interesting is Data Republican once again actually tracked down the NGOs and how they're used and how they are established. And it's very, very interesting in who represents them and how the whole thing functions. And this is the thread. U.S. Global Leadership Corporations representing 400 NGOs. Nicholas Terza, the person who got exposed by James O'Keefe and OMG, was featured in the following YouTube video by an interesting super NGO, the U.S. Global Leadership Corporation. In the video, he argues for the involvement of USAID in Department of State and military operations. U.S. Global Leadership Corporation on its YouTube channel described itself as representing 400 NGOs and businesses. Its mission support the smart power approach of elevating diplomacy and development alongside defense in order to build a better, safer world. If you've been with me long enough, you know that this is code word for increasing NGO influence in military affairs. The U.S. Global Leadership Corporation is broken into two nonprofits, Center for U.S. Global Leadership 501c3 with EIN 743093659 with a budget of $10 million. This is the so-called education arm. U.S. Global Leadership Campaign, which is a 501c4 with a budget of $2 million, their advocacy arm. Neither report taking in any government grants, but they've got plenty of political influence. The roster of the advisory board is like in uniparty who's who, including Hillary Clinton, Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 2007-2011, Greg Allen, governor of Virginia back in 94-98, Senate in 2001-2007, James Baker III, Secretary of State, Howard Berman, Hillary Clinton, William Cohen, Bob Corker, Christopher Dodd, Mark Esper, Robert Gates, Robert Canston, Tom Keene, Robert O'Brien, I mean, there's many other, Condoleezza Rice, Chuck Robb, Mike Rogers, and many, many others. In addition, Madeline Bright was a founding member, and Colin Powell served as honorary chairman of the advisory council. There is plenty of private sector interest. For example, Karen Bhatia, who serves as an active position on the U.S. Global Leadership Campaign, currently is serving as head of government affairs and public policy at Google. The co-chair is none other than Sean Callahan, who is the CEO of Catholic Relief Services, an organization which receives substantial taxpayer support in facilitating refugees. Of more local interest, Base Mike Lee might want to know that Utah's junior senator is already getting involved in this super NGO. The biggest backers of USGLC, Bill Gates Foundation, and guess who else? George Soros, Open Society Foundation. The importance of this cannot be understated. This is the first solid confirmation I've seen that George Soros and Bill Gates are backers of the so-called Uniparty Network. Liz Schreyer, the president and CEO of USGLC, also claims to serve on the USAID's advisory committee. In the past, she also served as political director of AIPAC. I found a 2024 article where she took credit for the circumventing of USAID and getting her own $95 billion bill passed. USGLC is a who's who of the Uniparty and also of the private sector, and it is so powerful that it takes credit for $95 billion spending bill in Congress that otherwise ignored Helene victims. And its backers are George Soros and Bill Gates. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And when you start to look at this, you can see how their system has been set up, how it's been put together, who's on different boards, and how they funnel the money through the different NGOs. And I do believe at the right time, at the right moment, when the optics are absolutely incredible, they're going to release a lot of this information. Because once again, why would you release it right now? We have the midterms coming up. Why don't you put pressure on these people? I do believe this information is going to be used to shift everything in our favor. And I do believe this time around, it's not going to be like the Hunter Biden laptop. This time around, you're going to see a lot of these different people in Congress, a lot of people in different organizations. You're going to see a lot of these people resign, because once this stuff comes out and it's public, they know it is game over. And like we said before, Elon, he set everything up, and now he's going back to his businesses. It doesn't mean he's leaving forever. It doesn't mean that he quit. And Trump, he gave him a nice farewell, and he said he's an incredible guy, brilliant guy, a patriot, a wonderful person. And I do believe Elon set everything up, assisted Trump in looking where all the crimes have been committed, showing the people how to search. And you have to remember, the autists are still in position and they're still finding all this information. I think a lot of it is already found. I think they have a lot of who's been getting what, but I do believe this is all going to be used later on. Because once again, when you step back and you take a look, this is about bringing down the entire system. This is about destroying the deep state players. And I do believe Trump is putting everything in position. And you can see the deep state players, they are continually fighting back, because you could see that they want war. They want riots. They like their system. And what's happening right now, everything is being dismantled. And they don't like this. So what are they doing? They're putting out fake story after fake story after fake story. And the latest fake story is coming from Politico. The White House debates lifting sanctions on Russia energy assets, Nord Stream. Secretary Marco Rubio came out and said this is unequivocally false. Neither Steve Witkoff nor I have any conversation about lifting sanctions against Russia as part of a deal with Ukraine. This is journalistic malpractice. And once again, what is Politico trying to do? Well, it's not just Politico. We know the deep state players are behind this. We know that a lot of these organizations have been receiving money. They're infiltrated and they're being fed fake information. And what's very interesting, since they don't have the real intel, they're just making up stuff right now, and it's making it a lot easier for people to see the actual fake news. But you can see what they're really trying to do. They're trying to get in the way of the peace deal. And Trump has given an update on the Russia-Ukraine peace negotiations. Clandestine put this out and said he believes Russia is ready and that they have a deal. Now they just have to get Zelensky to agree. He confirms that Putin has been easier to deal with than Zelensky. In other words, Zelensky is dragging his feet. And I do believe Trump and Putin, they probably made a deal months ago. But again, we know that Europe, the deep state players, Zelensky, they have to be brought into the fold. And the only way to do this is to expose that they just want war. And I do believe Trump has been trying to maneuver around all of this and use this against them. And eventually, I do believe he will succeed. Now, Trump, he did put this out on Truth. He said, actually, two truths. He said, I'm not happy with Russia strikes on Kiev. Not necessary and very bad timing, Vladimir. Stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done, which is very, very interesting. Then he put this out for Zelensky. Ukrainian President Zelensky is boasting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal that Ukraine will not legally recognize the occupation of Crimea. There's nothing to talk about here. This statement is very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia in that Crimea was lost years ago under the auspices of Obama and is not even a point of discussion. Nobody is asking Zelensky to recognize Crimea as Russia territory, but if he wants Crimea, why didn't they fight for it 11 years ago when it was handed over to Russia without a shot being fired? The area also houses, for many years before the Obama handover, major Russian submarine bases. It's inflammatory statements like Zelensky's that make it so difficult to settle this war. He has nothing to boast about. The situation for Ukraine is dire. He can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country. I have nothing to do with Russia, but have much to do with wanting to save, on average, 5,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers a week who are dying for no reason whatsoever. The statement made by Zelensky today will do nothing but prolong the killing field, and nobody wants that. We are very close to a deal, but the man with no cards to play should now finally get it done. I look forward to being able to help Ukraine and Russia get out of this complete and total mess, and that would have never started if I were president. And this reminds me of Post 1200, because Trump's post was put out at 12 o'clock on the dot. And down below, it says the following. And by the way, this was put out on April 20th, 2018. And Anon on the board says bait. And then says, amazing. They're literally opening the door for you to drop all the information as evidence in a court of law. They fall for it every single time. How do you legally inject evidence? And I do believe with everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, Trump is setting it up to legally inject evidence to bring down the entire deep state system. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the deep state players, they are continually pushing back with those individuals within certain agencies. And yes, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, with Dan Bongino, Ratcliffe, Gabbard, and the rest, they all need to clean house. And how do we know they need to clean house? Well, O'Keefe Media Group, they released an undercover video of a Defense Department branch chief attacking Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Nicholas Terza, a Department of Defense branch chief, and vowed to resist him with everything that he does. And the same thing that goes with Hegseth. So these individuals, they're in these different agencies, and they might be sitting there quietly. They might be going along with everything until, at the right moment, at the right time, they are activated. And this is why we're cleaning all of these people out and exposing everything the deep state has done for many, many years. And that includes pharmaceutical. That includes the food industry. That includes certain corporations. Remember, it's not just the bureaucrats in D.C. Yes, they handle certain areas of the investigations, of prosecution, but there are many other individuals that are involved in this, and many different corporations that are involved in the criminal syndicate. And you could see Big Pharma, they are now panicking right now because it looks like the NIH director is now letting everyone know that they're going to be using medical records to actually figure out what is causing autism. And this is coming from Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. We like to get access to the medical records of a large portion of the American population. I think to answer a question like this, why is autism rising? You need very large samples of people. So medical records are going to be very, very important. So in these medical records, are they going to start to look at who got what vaccine, who didn't get a vaccine? This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And let's see how this plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is what Trump just did. He signed an executive order, which is called Reinstating Common Sense, non-discriminatory school discipline policies executive order. So Trump signed this executive order revoking an anti-white, racist Obama-Biden-era school discipline guidance that was issued by the Department of Justice and Department of Education. And this was back in 2014. So the president signed a total of 7 new education executive orders relating to college universities, AI in education, and DEI practices in schools. The federal government will no longer tolerate known risks to children's safety and well-being in the classroom that result from the application of school discipline based on discriminatory and unlawful equity ideology. So no longer is discipline going to be based on skin color. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And now this has been revoked. But you can see the deep state players there now panicking. And we're going to see a lot of those people in Congress. They're going to resign or they're not going to be running for re-election. And one of these individuals is Dick Durbin. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, Dick Durbin refused to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs and then lied about it. Now he announces he won't be running for re-election just before the Epstein files are supposed to be released. Is he getting ahead of something? Absolutely. But we can see that Stephen Miller and Tom Homan, they confirmed what the deep state is trying to do right now, and they're trying to keep the illegals in this country. Number one, because they are part of their cheating system. Number two, they were going to activate them, I do believe, for riots, which was confirmed by the intelligence that was released by the FBI. Stephen Miller put this out and said, the corporate media is waging an information warfare against deportation. The top agenda item of the corrupt ruling class in this country is to nullify the election result and enshrine mass migration. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Tom Homan just murdered the Democratic Party on live TV. Here's their plan. The Biden administration overwhelmed the system. 10.5 million people came over the border. They know it was going to take years to get through the court docket. By then, they're hoping there's another Democratic administration. We are spoiling their plans to have future Democrat voters. And that is what it's really used for. Use them illegally and then make them citizens, put them on the fast track and have them vote. And this way, these people could be installed over and over and over. And Tom Homan, he just said, we are now shutting it all down. And this is why the deep state players are panicking the way they are. They're panicking because they realize once Trump gets rid of all their illegals and shuts down their cheating election system, they will not be able to install the people that they need. And it means that Trump shut down their way of controlling DC. Because those people that are elected, what do? They appoint people and they hire certain people to come into the agencies. So this would shut down the entire criminal syndicate. And what's very interesting is we could see DNI Tulsi Gabbard. She has now announced that she is referring certain individuals, 3 of them, to the DOJ. This is what she put out. Politicization of our intelligence and leaking classified information puts our nation's security at risk and must end. Those who leak classified information will be found and held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Today, I refer 2 intelligence community leaks to the Department of Justice for criminal referrals, with a 3rd criminal referral on its way, which includes the recent illegal leak to the Washington Post. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. These deep state criminals leak classified information for partisan political purposes to undermine POTUS's agenda. So she's referring these people. Why? She found them. She exposed what they were doing, and she's cleaning up the agency. And this needs to be done, because if we don't do this, look what can happen. So this is very, very interesting. Clandestine put this out and said, DNI Gabby refers to, soon to be three, criminal referrals to the DOJ. She even bluntly calls them deep state criminals looking to undermine POTUS's agenda and wants to work with Bonnie and Cash to prosecute them. This is a pivotal step necessary to secure the integrity of their operations. They have to weed out the rats first, otherwise their plans will be made available to the enemy. Trump and his team are cleaning house, and this is a pretty significant sign that progress is being made. It's also a pretty significant sign that, at the very least, Gabbard is the real deal. And think about, what are they doing all this for? This is all being done to set the stage to bring all these people to justice. Trump now is prepping the agencies and prepping the courts. And you have to remember, most of the cases, most of the trials are going to be done in federal civilian courts. Treason cases in the United States are tried in the federal civilian courts, not military courts. The Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, defines treason as levying war against the U.S. or adhering to its enemies, giving them aid and comfort, and requires a high standard of proof, including two witnesses to the same overt act or a confession in open court. These cases fall under federal jurisdiction, typically handled by U.S. district courts, as treason is a federal crime outlined in 18 U.S.C. Section 2381. Military courts handle violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which applies to members of the armed forces, while the UCMJ includes offenses like aiding the enemy, Article 104. Treason itself is a civilian offense under federal law. So non-U.S. citizens designated as enemy combatants or unlawful belligerents, typically during armed conflicts. This includes members of terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, captured abroad and held at facilities like Guantanamo Bay. Violations of the law of war, terrorism, or acts against U.S. national security, planning, attacks, financing, terrorism. The Military Commission Act of 2006-2009 governs these tribunals established post-9/11 to try detainees. Military commissions, a type of tribunal, are used for non-citizen accused of war crimes or terrorism-related offenses. These differ from court marshals as they apply to foreign nationals and have modified rules. U.S. civilian contractors, employees, or dependents accompanying U.S. forces abroad, particularly in combat zones, may be subject to the UCMJ under specific conditions. Crimes committed in military jurisdictions, such as theft, assault, or war crimes, the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act of 2000 expanded the UCMJ authority over civilians in contingency operations. U.S. citizens accused of treason, espionage, or aiding the enemy during wartime, though this is extremely rare and controversial, acts like collaborating with a foreign enemy or sabotaging military efforts. Historically, civilians faced tribunals during the Civil War or World War II. Military tribunals for citizens require explicit congressional authorization or a declared war. With strict constitutional scrutiny, the Supreme Court has limited such tribunals when civilian courts are operational. So are the courts operational? Yeah, they are. And I do believe this is why Trump right now is exposing all these judges, exposing the prosecutors, the attorney generals, and actually, in the end, is going to clean them out to use them to actually handle the civilian part of this. Now, again, if an individual is an enemy combatant, if they're in the armed forces, yes, we're going to see military tribunals. But I think people like Hillary Clinton and others, they'll probably be tried in the civilian courts. And I do believe this is why Trump is preparing the court system for all of this. And that's what this is all about. We took back the country and we showed the people how they're destroying the country. So we were able to override their election. Now we're in the phase of cleaning out the criminal syndicate, cleaning out the agencies, prepping everything, setting the stage for the trials to bring all these people to justice. And yes, they're going to fight every step of the way because do they want to be tried? Absolutely not. They believe they have the ability to stop Trump, but he's using this all against them, just like he used all of this against them during the residence time. How did that work out for them? See, if everything that they did back then worked, the people wouldn't have voted for Trump, but it didn't work. And that's why the people voted for Trump. Now, with everything that everyone's seeing, especially the D's, do you think this is going to work in their favor? Absolutely not. And Trump, he's just preparing it all. He's setting the stage to actually bring all these traitors to justice. And for his first 100 days, he's going to have a rally in Michigan. Think about it. He's still going out to the people. Think about it. Go back in time with no social media, no nothing. What did the presidents used to do? They used to talk to the people. They used to go to the people. He's doing that now. He's going and he's meeting the people in different locations, even though he's president. And at this point, he's not going to have another term, which he might have another term because, again, I do believe in the end, they're going to prove that his second term was stolen from him. They cheated in the election. Plus, we know that there are certain individuals within Congress that are pushing a bill to actually add an amendment to the Constitution or revise an amendment to allow him to have a third term. But this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, Trump, he is now going to pay for 2 100-foot flagpoles, and he wants the flagpoles to be on either side of the White House, and he wants to fly the flags there, which I think is an incredible thing to do. And when you look at the picture of the White House, it actually projects patriotism. And actually, he's doing the opposite of what the deep state players have done. Remember what the deep state players have done? They actually flew the LGBTQ flag on the White House. Trump now is going to be flying gigantic American flags. And the White House is, what, 70 feet tall? And these poles are going to be 100 feet tall. And he's going to pay for the whole thing. So the deep state players, the fake news, what are they going to say? I mean, they'll try to spin it, but what are they going to say? He's spending his own money. Doge AI put this out and said, 2 100-foot flags flanking the White House. Perfect symbolism for a presidency restoring America pride without fleecing taxpayers. Previous administrations wasted billions in foreign aid and bureaucratic projects. This is self-funded patriotism. The real scandal? DC's addiction to spending your money on everything except national identity. Let's see more bold displays of sovereignty and fewer trillion-dollar handouts to globalist scams. And I do believe in the end, that's exactly what we're going to see. Trump, the Patriots, they're prepping everything. They're prepping the country so we, the people, can keep the country. And the only way we can keep the country is we need to go after the deep state players and actually bring them to justice. Can we bring them to justice right now? Where are we going to do this? I mean, look at what these federal judges are doing to the entire deportation agenda. They're trying to shut it down. What do you think is going to happen if they're the judges and they're judging if evidence can be brought in or other evidence must be left out in these trials? It will not work. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots right now, they're setting the stage to bring these people to justice and exposing the criminal syndicate at the same time. And I do believe in the end of all of this, we're going to see the people on the president's side, and they're going to learn who the criminals really are. Justice is coming. Just be patient. Think about it. We started this over 8 years ago, and look where we are now. The deep state players, they're panicking. They're resigning, and soon they won't even be able to get elected. You know why? Because once Trump starts to show who's been getting the kickbacks, these people are going to have a very, very difficult time. And this is how you change everything. And the people, they're going to be rooting this on. They're going to want more. And in the end, the people are going to be calling for justice. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors. not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com.